Have you ever heard of a breastfeeding plan? Well, having a breastfeeding plan is essential. Your breastfeeding plan is a strategic guide that outlines your feeding goals for your baby. It serves as a valuable tool for both your family and your healthcare provider. That's why I'm thrilled to share my four essential elements of a breastfeeding plan, your ultimate cheat sheet. To get your copy, head over to my website at www.pregnancyconcepts.com, and at the home page, there will be a pop-up box that will give you access to the download. Parents, want to develop lifelong healthy eating habits in your children? Then become a healthy eating ambassador for your child. Learn more on today's episode. Whether you're considering pregnancy, an expectant parent who planned their pregnancy, had an uh-oh moment and found yourself unexpectedly expecting, or knee-deep in parenting, this podcast is here to support you every step of the way. Hello, I'm your host, Kimberly Myers, and welcome to For the Love of Parenting podcast, covering topics from pre-baby readiness, pregnancy, childbirth preparation, the exploration of breastfeeding, navigating early parenthood stages, and beyond. This podcast explores the joys, obstacles, and more, while providing guidance, insight, and relatable, honest conversation about the roller coaster journey of parenthood. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about healthy eating and how to develop healthy eating habits in your children. As you know, I'm going to be celebrating National Nutrition Month all month long. So today, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit more about being a healthy eating ambassador for your child. So as parents, we can do many things to help our children develop lifelong healthy eating habits. You can model healthy eating habits by offering your child a variety of foods. This will ensure that your child gets the nutrients they need from every food group. In addition, your child may be more likely to try new foods and like more foods. When your child develops a taste for different foods, planning family mealtime can be much easier. You may be wondering, well, how can I become a healthy eating parent ambassador to my child? Well, there's many ways that you can do that. Let's go over some. Show by example. Be a role model. Show your child how to eat healthy by eating vegetables and fruits and whole grains with every meal and snacks. An activity that you can do is create a charcuterie board with raw vegetables and add a dip like hummus. Number two, go grocery shopping together. Check out foods that are in season and use this as a guide for your shopping. There are lots of foods that are in season during the spring as we begin to come alive with more variety. While shopping, talk to your child about good nutrition, about foods that they're eating. Talk about where vegetables and fruits come from. Let your child choose some fruits and some vegetables and help them learn about good nutrition. Number three, remember, creativity and healthy eating starts in the kitchen. Get your kids involved in preparing foods. Use cookie cutters or cut foods into fun and easy shapes. You can also try naming a food after your child, like Michelle's Famous Potatoes. Encourage your child to create new snacks. One way to do this is by making your own trail mix or fruit parfait. Number four, and I know a lot of parents do this, but stop being a short order cook. Don't make different meals for your child. Meal planning is much easier when everyone eats the same foods. When preparing meals for the week, ask your child what they would like to eat this week, and that can help you plan meals better together. Number 5, let's eat together. Eating meals as a family can be a great way to talk about fun and happy things at mealtime. It's also a great way to get to know each other. An activity that you can do is develop some conversation starters, put them in a bowl, and have someone pick out a conversation starter, and that will be a great way to engage in conversation while eating your meals. Number 6, just like when your child was a baby and showed you hunger cues, listen to your child when he or she tells you they are hungry. Then offer a small healthy snack, even if it's not at a scheduled time to eat. Parents, so there you have it, the 6 tips for setting good examples and how to be a healthy eating ambassador for your child. If you like today's episode and you want to get this information, just head on over to the freebie section of my website at www.pregnancyconcepts.com. There you will get 2 downloads for this episode, one on seasonal foods for the spring and 2, the 6 tips on healthy eating for your child. Thank you so much for joining and happy healthy eating. Remember, as parents, do your best. There are no perfect parents, but countless ways to be loving and supportive. Signing off from the Love of Parenting podcast. Until next time, take care.